Hello, I'm John Pellows, CEO of the Canadian Council of Christian Charities. Welcome to another podcast from my blog, Christian Leadership Reflections, which can be found at ccc.org/john. Today's podcast is entitled, The Restaurant Where Chickens Really Fly. Last July, I took my whole family to Bangkok to visit our daughter Jessica, who is on a 2-year teaching assignment for grade 4, and who will be taking on a 2-year missionary assignment in Bangkok when that comes to an end. She really wanted to take us to a restaurant called the Flying Chicken. I thought, what an unusual name. Must be like the Prancing Pony in The Lord of the Rings, or a supposedly real pub name, The Dog's Breakfast. Just an interesting name. Surely it couldn't be chicken dinners flying through the air. But much to our delight, when you order a chicken dinner, the chicken really does fly through the air. No exaggeration. I did not take this video, but it is what we saw, and it is how our dinners were delivered to us. So if you go to my blog post, you can find a link and watch a guy on a unicycle catch 5 flying, flaming chickens at a time. And remember, each one ends up delivered to a customer for dinner. If flying chickens aren't your thing, then perhaps flying fish at Pike Place Market in Seattle area. Well, you can see a video for that following a link from my blog post as well. When someone buys a fish, the employees first have fun throwing it around to each other. It's for real, and is what makes this fish stall fabulously successful. What does this have to do with Christian leadership? Well, I'm having fun sharing these, and more to the point, I'm sure the employees in the restaurant and market are having fun too. We in Christian ministry are in the serious business of introducing people to a loving relationship with their Creator and in bringing our Creator's love and care to all parts of the earth. But must we be only serious in doing our work? Is there any room for fun? In Fun Works, Leslie Yerkes makes the claim that fun creates energy, is a stress reliever, builds relationships, stimulates creativity, and improves performance. But you can't do fun. You can't institutionalize it, program it, or tell people to have it. Leaders can support a fun environment, but they can't make it happen. Yerkes says that having fun is a grassroots thing. It is spontaneous. It bubbles up. Yerkes details 11 businesses that are very serious about getting hard, tangible results. Employees are held accountable for performance. Make no mistake, a fun work environment does not mean that serious results are not achieved. No workplace will survive without results. But each of the 11 workplaces has found ways to allow employees to incorporate fun into the workplace while maintaining professional standards of service. I have no idea what fun might look like in your ministry or mine, because if you try to copy someone else's fun, it won't work. It won't be fun anymore. So take a risk, and as a leader, when you see fun happening in your office, encourage it as much as you can. If it goes too far, you can gently set some guidelines, but I think most people are quite aware of what is appropriate for the ministry and what is not. It's worth a try to see what develops. I enjoy Pizza Tuesdays at Four C's and hearing laughter in the halls and wonder what else might develop. Do you have a fun work environment? Why not describe it here and how it developed? God bless.